For the past 2 years, Hillsborough County officials have been exploring the possibility of creating a research and development biotech park in the county near USF and the Moffitt Cancer Center. Today, officials went before the county commission with a contract to purchase property worth $1 million to satisfy some of that need. Gene Gray, the county's economic developer, said his department set out on some basic criteria in terms of where they wanted to place such a park.
Proximity to Moffitt and USF, acreage needed to accomplish this, and access to utilities.
Peggy Hammerick is with the county's real estate department. She said the county wanted to buy 57.10 acres of land located on the east side of I-75 between Fowler Avenue and Fletcher. The property is currently listed as residential, but she said that she believed it would successfully be rezoned as commercial. But Commissioner Rose Ferlita had a few problems with the purchase, specifically with the involvement of the troubled bank GMAC as the mortgage lender. Last week, the Treasury Department announced it would need at least $11.5 billion after the results of its stress test by the feds for GMAC. GMAC is also changing its name to Alley Bank.
Is there someone then in your group, since Mike is not here, that can make me feel good about any kind of concern going from GMAC to going to Ally to any kind of sticking points as we proceed?
Hammerick said she was confident that the deal could be done without any outstanding issue tripping up the purchase.
If for some reason they can't deliver the title to us within the required time frame, we have the ability to cancel the contract and receive our deposit back.
Oh, that certainly concerns me. And you know, although we're saying that we're getting a good deal, based on the appraisal and based on the struggling economy, I'm surprised that it was not available for less, but I guess that was something that you all were negotiating.
14 of the 57 acres of the property are wetlands. Hammerick said that the properties to the immediate north and south of the proposed purchase property have been nominated to be ELAP sites, but were not available for purchase. ELAP is the county's Lands Acquisition Environmental Program. Commissioner Ferlita questioned the county's Gene Gray about those properties.
I love tap dancing, Mr. Gray. Thank you. That's not my recollection of our conversation.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner asked Gray about those properties as well, asking if they could be purchased later on.
Commissioner, I don't have the exact numbers. Most of the northern piece of the two remaining parcels, most of the northern piece is developable. Most of the southern piece is not developable because it's significantly wet.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said the situation indicates that there are challenges financially whether the county buys land close to USF or further out.
Whether it's Moffitt or ancillary activities related to USF, people want to be within the vicinity. The challenge is, as you get closer, you have issues, and the further out you go, you have even bigger issues, because as we go further out outside the urban service area, we've got cost issues with regard to infrastructure and other challenges. There is no perfect answer. So we either act or we don't.
Economic developer Gene Gray told the board that the purchase of the 57 acres near Morrisbridge Road wasn't exactly what the county desired, but will get them closer to that goal.
In other communities, it's frequently a suburban campus or an urban medical district type approach. But in some communities, it's actually both. And I anticipate that that's probably exactly what we're going to wind up with, is a hybrid, something that has some suburban property as part of the approach to addressing the need and some urban.
Commissioner Ferlita said she was caught between a rock and a hard place and said her support was conditional.
In the sense that I was unimpressed with the timing, unimpressed with the briefing, and that the details were not clarified. Some of the issues I questioned Peggy on, and I'm sorry again, Peggy, that you got stuck in the middle of it because Mr. Kelly's not here. I hope that those are all covered things in the event some of these things fall through.
The board, including Ferlita, then voted unanimously to support the million-dollar purchase. Immediately before that discussion, the board heard a presentation by Mitch Hurwitz, vice president of Patel's Technology and Partnership Practice, on an economic feasibility study between Moffitt Cancer Center and the county.
I was at a national bio conference, actually international bio conference that's happening up in Atlanta. I was a speaker there, and a New York Times reporter came up to me who was very interested in reporting on what was going on. And they don't know what's going on here in Tampa because you don't have that kind of signature kind of place, and the scattering happens. What is here, and it is just not as recognized as well, is that with around the USF and Moffitt campuses, there is a concentration. And I would say that you have, though you haven't acknowledged it yet, a real medical educational district already in this county.
That led Commissioner Mark Sharp to boast that an important economic story is going on right now in Hillsborough County.
James Haley is one of the best hospitals, veteran hospitals in the country. And you've got University Community Hospital, you've got the Pepin Heart Center, we've got the Shriners. Alzheimer's Center. So we're developing a cluster.
Absolutely.
And this park concept is absolutely what we have to do as we move forward with our relationship with Moffitt and with USF and others who want to partner with us, building a campus. We are absolutely committed. The board made that clear that we're absolutely committed to partnering with Moffitt to establish a campus setting, recognizing obviously the economics.